West Philadelphia Dr. Kermit Gosnell's conviction on distributing painkillers resulted in a 30-year-long term to run concurrent to his life without parole sentence. Yesterday's news doesn't change his status, but his notoriety does reignite debate over laws and regulations pertaining to abortion clinics in the state. Let's learn more with Gretchen Borschelt, Director of State Reproductive Health Policy at the National Women's Law Center. Gretchen, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Safe to say that those on both sides of the spectrum point to the Gosnell case for validation of their cause. What, though, has resulted in the time since his original sentencing on and pertaining to his abortion clinics?
Well, first, I just want to put out there, there's no doubt that Gosnell was a criminal. He preyed on vulnerable women. What he did was illegal, and he deserved punishment. But he was an outlier, and one outlier should not be used as an excuse for politicians to pass laws that make access to abortion less safe for women. And that's what we've been seeing across the country since this whole controversy about Gosnell.
What is the difference between appropriate restrictions on clinics and regulations that actually serve to target regulation of abortion providers?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all agree that healthcare providers should be regulated, but any regulations have to be based on healthcare needs and on women's safety, not on politics. And what we're seeing across the country are abortion opponents introducing and passing restrictions on abortion and restrictions on abortion providers that make it more difficult for women to access abortion and less safe for them to access abortion. And these regulations are closing clinics across the country.
Has that trend been exacerbated since the Gosnell sentencing?
Certainly we've seen politicians use Gosnell as an excuse, and that's their justification. And because it's such an outrageous story, when they cite what happened in Pennsylvania and what happened with Gosnell, I think that they're getting more public attention and more support for the legislation that they're introducing. So there's no doubt that what happened with Gosnell has been a catalyst across the country for those who have always sought to block abortion to really move forward with the kinds of restrictions they've been wanting to push.
Gretchen, does a specific example come to mind of a state whose overzealous laws resulted specifically in the closing of an abortion center or centers?
Well, in Mississippi, there's one clinic there, and they passed a law that targets that clinic and puts additional restrictions on any provider of abortion. And the clinic had to go to court to stop that law from going into effect. If it hadn't, it would have closed that clinic. And the case is still ongoing, so there's still a chance, if they don't win their lawsuit, that that clinic will close, leaving women in Mississippi with no access to abortion in that state.
What specific regulations would have compelled that facility to close?
Sure. So in Mississippi, they passed a law requiring abortion providers to have staff privileges at a hospital. And again, that might not sound unreasonable. You want your provider to be able to take care of you. But the fact of the matter is that clinics are already very safe. Hospitals cannot turn away patients if there were an issue, which there usually isn't with abortion. It's a very safe procedure. But the goal, again, was to make sure that the clinic would shut down. And so in that state, the doctors applied for privileges at hospitals, and they were denied privileges at every hospital to which they applied. And if they can't get the privileges, then they can't provide abortion. I think that a lot of attention has been paid this year to what's been happening in states. I think that a lot of restrictions have passed on the state level without people realizing it. And, you know, in Texas this year, there was a lot of attention on the huge anti-abortion bill that was passed there. There's been a lot of attention in some other states like North Dakota, where they banned abortion starting at 6 weeks of pregnancy before women even know they're pregnant. And so I think that we've seen this year a lot of people sit up and pay attention to these extreme attacks on women's access to abortion.
Gretchen Borschelt, thanks so much for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Gretchen Borschelt is the Director of State Reproductive Health Policy at the National Women's Law Center.